Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, happy Thursday to you, the 13th of May, 2021. Dusty Hera, AJ McCord, how you doing?
Man, I am good. It's Thursday. There's a lot going on in the world of sports.
Today, I would like to make a note for everybody out there. The 13th of May, 2021, a day that has changed my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really has. Sun is shining. It is a beautiful day out. The Pac-12 gets a new commissioner today.
What?
George Kliavkoff. That's going to be an adjustment. If there's one thing Larry Scott did do right, he had an easy name to remember and say.
Yeah, that's where it ends.
George Kliavkoff. Ain't that the truth? George Kliavkoff is a new commissioner of the Pac-12. The CDC comes out and says that fully vaccinated people can take your mask off inside and out.
What?
Does that mean we've been rule breakers? We've been sitting right across each other the entire time we've known each other. Both fully vaccinated, of course, but without mask on.
Well, we're close to 6 feet apart.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we probably are. We're probably about that. And then number three, we both found this out today.
Yeah, This is life-changing.
You can mute your microwave. Yeah, Patrick. Yeah. So those three things, but the third one may be the most important and game-changer for you.
Yes.
I found out via TikTok video, and I will go home and try this. You can mute your microwave by holding the button for like 2 seconds.
Which button? There's a few on there.
AJ, there's a few on there, Dusty.
Don't kill my high.
Well, you need to know what you're about to go do. Yeah.
So like if I'm putting in like a minute 30, is it the one or the zero that I have? I think it's a zero. I think it's a zero that you have to hold. The last number you hold, boom, it beeps. Then you hit it. When it hits zero, no sound.
What if I just hit the one and it goes to a minute? Do I hold the one? So it's whatever last button you hit, you hold on to?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Final answer. Look, I just saw a kid do it with 2 seconds on there, and it worked, and damn it, it changed my life for a little bit. If you'd like to see the video, it is at Dusty_Hera on Twitter. So three landmark events happening today. And the most important in our sports world realm is not the microwave news.
It's a pretty big deal.
It actually is. Let's not just gloss over it.
It's also important to note that you're going to have to do you're going to have to do some figuring to figure out which number to push. You will.
Yeah, I will. All right, I'll have a follow-up tweet. So. But the big one in the sports world, one, the Blazers currently have the longest winning streak in the NBA. Pretty significant.
Yeah.
They beat the Jazz last night, have a second of a back-to-back tonight with the Phoenix Suns, where they will actually play a good team that is healthy.
Hey.
That's new. But we'll talk about the Blazers, their win last night, and what's on at on the line tonight. We'll have two guests today. Nick DiPaola, who I love this. He's a great follow on social media. He is hosts The Sneaker Game as part of The Boardroom. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant's a media enterprise that he has going on there.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the shoe game in basketball and across the sports landscape with Nick DiPaola coming up at 1:15. And then we're going to have Mike Yam on at 2:15. He hosts SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio. He also works for the NFL Network. And the reason why we're having the Yammer on, he is an insider to the Pac-12, and they have hired George Kliavkov as the new commish of the Pac-12.
Whew.
This is exciting for the conference today.
I agree. We were both on that his introductory press conference, and I have some opinions. I feel like I'm ready to formulate a few.
I'm just glad that something big happened today, because as a retired man, I got off the yacht today to fill in for Will.
That's right.
So I'm glad that something made it worthwhile.
Mm. That
you're welcome.
Sexy, appreciate raspy it. Voice is Patrick Harris, who was in for Will Darkins.
Yep.
Who got his second COVID vaccine yesterday, and he tried to come into work, and he sent us a text. He's like, I can't do this. Okay. Apparently, he got in here, took a nap, and then had to leave. Our engineer Joey was out there, the one that I don't scream at.
Yes.
And he goes, yeah. Your producer left you today. And I go, oh, did he look like ass? He goes, oh, he didn't look good.
He said he was having an adverse reaction to the 5G chip that was implanted in him.
Yeah, that seems dramatic.
And I congratulate him for that.
Cell service around him is fantastic.
It is. It really is. So P. Harris is in today. Kliavkov, commissioner of the Pac-12. This is huge news. Larry Scott is out. The Pac-12 signing Kliavkov to a 5-year deal that'll begin in July, when Larry Scott officially and mercifully steps aside after 11 years as the Pac-12's commissioner.
Yes, and if you don't know who George is yet, don't worry, because there was a frenzy of Googling after it was announced about an hour. Well, I guess it broke like 2 hours ago. Something like that. Because this guy is, I mean, he has a lot of experience, but he hasn't been directly involved with college athletics.
Ever.
Look, so he's like been on the fringes of some very, you know, some college athletics stuff, but decent jump.
Look, this guy, and we'll tell you all about George Kliavkov as the show goes on, and you will, I mean, we literally have spent as quickly as that first report from The Athletic came out on who was taking over as the commission of the Pac-12, we started diving in, and it was just before 10 o'clock, and it has been nonstop ever since, learning about the new commissioner of the Pac-12, who comes from MGM Entertainment, where he was the president of entertainment and sports. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And look, his connections to the industries that surround sports, they are obviously there. And we will, I mean, it is, he's worked in professional sports. He's worked in media and entertainment. So he's a guy that he has the connections. He knows the right people. Executing it, though, is going to be a completely different one. And here is where you brought up, I think, a very valid argument. And I said this, too. And I still agree with it. The Pac-12 does need, in their leadership, somebody who understands college sports.
Yes.
And George Kliavkov, he said all of the right things in his introductory press conference. He knows a ton of people in the media industry, but you do need to have an understanding of how college sports are run.
I think he has that. The other thing that really impressed me was he wasn't just talking about college sports and how they're run right now. He's talking about things that will come to fruition in future years, and talking about tackling it right now. What has our complaint been with the NCAA every single time we bring them up? They're dragging their feet. And in his intro press conference, Kliavkov was talking about some things that are on the horizon and how he wants the Pac-12 to be on the forefront of it. And that goes from everything from media distribution to NIL to college football expansion to sports betting. And these are things that when you're like, it's very easy to win an opening press conference, right? Like it's really easy to make a good first, especially depending on your successor. or your predecessor. But he made a really good first impression, not only in the way he was talking and presenting information and the way he opted out of talking about things he wasn't an expert in yet, but in the topics just that he brought up as priority. Mm-hmm. It showed a lot of vision and a lot of understanding of, hey, this is where the world is going, regardless of whether we necessarily want it to or not. It's going, and so since it's going, we're getting at the front of it.
Well, and it does. Michael Schell, the president of the University of Oregon, he made a very good point when introducing him, is that, you know, seeing where the puck was going to go is the term that Schell used. Mm-hmm. He used a hockey analogy to show that he is up to date with the sports, even though, you know, the great history of Pac-12 hockey. That
decorated.
Yeah, uh-huh. But he said the anticipation of where the puck is going next. That's why they felt Klyavkov was the man for the job. They also said the same things when they hired Larry Scott, right? Because he had negotiated a record deal for the Women's Tennis Association, mm-hmm. right? Here is a big line of differentiation between Klyavkov and Scott. The things that Larry Scott wanted to negotiate, Klyavkov has.
Ah.
He has actually gone there and done it.
Yep.
This guy is not just a guy who came up through the ranks of Vegas and worked his way up to become the president of entertainment and sports for MGM Grand. He has a very decorated and successful past.
Yes.
And it has the background that we'll paint for you next is exactly why the Pac-12 hired George Klyavkov. We'll let you know who is this guy.
We also need to talk about this microwave thing because the text line is blowing up.
You're damn right it worked.
Someone else says they've been doing it for 2 years.
Look, the 11-year-old on the TikTok video, he wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, the fact that you found it on TikTok just...
Well, I didn't find it. I found it on Twitter via TikTok. You know right. how they do that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't have a TikTok.
I know.
Come
I know.
On.
I know you don't.
Come on. My social media world ended after Twitter. I was like, done. no mas.
This is why Dusty's not the Pac-12 commissioner, ladies and gentlemen.
My girlfriend has TikTok, yeah. and she sends me stuff from time to time. Mm-hmm. And when I got to click on it, it's mm-hmm. like, do you want to download the app? And I'm like, no, don't do it. Don't give in.
I could. You know what I in. Want?
I watch her scroll, and I'm so confused.
I want.
And she's my age.
I want the Patrick Harris dancing video. I want that.
Well, you gotta get on TikTok.
That. Yeah, and you're gonna be disappointed because I can dance. You're gonna be like, oh, he can actually dance.
No,
so
I won't
be like awkward or anything like that.
I know you're a man of the arts.
I am a man of the arts.
You were a theater major?
I have a degree in it.
Yeah.
Taught it.
Wow.
He is a
collegiate award winning.
Wow.
Award winning thespian.
You ever heard of the Kennedy Center?
I have.
Got one of those on my wall.
You kidding me?
Yeah. Collegiately. It's not that exciting.
That's pretty damn exciting.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn exciting. So as a man of the theater, I think you can dance.
For sure, I
can
dance.
I just want to see it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Must you be wearing tights while you dance?
No.
Okay.
No. You do want to breathe, though.
Ah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, we want him in tights in that video. All right. Who is George Klyavkov, the newest Pac-12 commish, next on The Fan and the Odyssey app?
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is 12:19. George Klyavkov.
There you go. You
want to
try one more time?
Maybe I should just do it in like the Russian accent. Klyavkov, right?
Did that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually made it a lot easier to say.
Borderline insensitive.
Klyavkov. No, it makes it easier to enunciate the vowels, at least for me. George Klyavkov is the new commissioner of the Pac-12. He'll take over July 1 for Larry Scott. He comes from MGM Entertainment and Sports, where he's been there for just 3 years. And I think this is an important part when folks hear that. They go, wow, this guy's a Vegas insider, and he's kind of a lifelong Vegas guy. That actually couldn't be further from the truth. No. He's just been there for 3 years.
And one of the first things he said when asked about the Vegas to Pac-12 connection, obviously, because they've held the men and women's basketball tournaments there the last few years, is he was asked about the connection. He was like, listen, Vegas is becoming one of the sports capitals of the world, but me and my family are relocating to the San Francisco area. So there's no immediate plans to relocate Pac-12 headquarters or do anything like that with the conference.
Kind of feels like it may be a matter of time, but
it should be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I think there will be a lot of pushback from the rest of the conference because it's not within the footprint.
You've been holding the conference championships there for years.
Well, yeah, basketball.
Yeah.
And now football is heading there too.
Right. And the NFL draft, I mean, there's no debating that Vegas is becoming that's a huge thing. Bay Area real estate is ridiculous. He talked about sports betting and wanting to get involved with that. Oh, weird. Where would be a good place to do that?
Fresno.
Really close. How about Vegas?
Okay, that was going to be second.
And it is smack dab in the middle of the Pac-12 footprint, even though you don't have a member school in the state of Nevada.
Yep.
You're right in the middle of absolutely everybody.
Yeah, in between LA and the Arizona schools, and then obviously Easy John for Utah. It is, and it's a hub.
It's a hub.
It's a hub. But his background, George Kliavkov, isn't just Vegas, although he has been very successful with MGM. He manages like their 35 venues, including T-Mobile Arena, where the Pac-12 basketball tournament has been held the last couple of years, this year. And he is, you know, concerts, booking. He has relationships in that realm. Yep. That's huge.
Really important.
And I don't know, putting on big events. Have you noticed this? I don't know if you've noticed. The NCAA has had an issue with putting on massive events lately.
Yes. Yes. I've noticed, including that they seem to mess it up every time.
The women's golf tournament yesterday.
Oh, yeah. When they canceled it before even a single hole had been played.
So it's one of the largest event companies in the world.
Yes.
And he's been at the helm of that for 3 years. Here is where I think he really positions the Pac-12 in a good way.
Okay.
Is his background and history in media.
Yes.
And in sports media.
Specifically, yes.
He was, back in 2006, he was on Sports Business Journal's 40 Under 40 list.
Okay.
Because of the work that he did with MLBAM. And this is huge.
Okay.
It is the streaming and app for Major League Baseball, which I don't know how many of you use it. Patrick, you probably use it, right? For the baseball show?
All day, every day. I use it because I love baseball.
It is, I don't care what you're talking about, whether it's NFL, NBA, any college app. I will put it up with ESPN's app. The MLB At-Bat app is better than any of them.
It's by far. The only weakness I can think of on the grand scheme is just local blackouts. Outside of that, which is its own conversation
and
on its
own.
And
out of his control.
And out of his control. Outside of that, the MLB At-Bat app, if you love a sport, you would kill to have this. I know a lot of people don't love baseball, but if you were an NFL fan and could have MLB At-Bat, it would change your life.
That's
college
huge.
Football, it would change your life.
And that's such a big deal because we talk about how inaccessible the Pac-12 is on a national and global scale, looking at its media rights, looking at the way that the number of homes that the Pac-12 network is in and how hard it is to get it to stream in certain places. And what I like about that is that he's not just looking at linear TV deals. He has experience in, again, ways people are consuming content now and how they will continue to do more so in the future.
And that is something that Larry Scott said that he wanted to be in the forefront of the digital age of sports. So you have, that is where he started, 03 to 06, MLBAM, in their advanced media, MLB advanced media is what that means. He created basically what we know as now as the At-Bat, where you can either watch it on your phone, you can watch it, or you can listen to the radio broadcast. It's got StatCast on it.
They just brought up a new thing too. I think it's either last season or this season where you can watch from the beginning. So say it's the third inning, but you don't know anything. You can watch from the beginning. You can click catch up, where it gives you highlights of what you've missed.
Whoa.
Or just watch it live.
No, I don't think he did that because, I mean, that's something
new.
But that's
just an improvement of it.
But you're taking all of these. He started this from the ground up. 03 to 06 launched their advanced media took every single team was on their own digital. So if like you wanted to stream a Mariners game, it was like you could only do it
through like
through the Mariners.
App. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't have apps back then, but like you'd have to go to the web. But he put it all together.
Yeah.
And he made kind of like taking 12 conference teams, putting them all together, or six networks, putting them all together,
mm-hmm.
right, into one easy place where you can filter through it all. Also on the digital side, Hulu, ever heard of it?
Yeah, a time or two.
He launched it.
Ah.
He dropped that so casually, which became the fifth biggest movie site in America in 6 months.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's so cool. You kind of got that going for you, which is nice.
And that was, didn't he go with, that was when he was with NBC Universal, correct?
Yeah.
And that was surrounding the 2008 Beijing Olympics. And so then he combined it with somebody who was their competitor at the time. And then they like combined it to create Hulu eventually.
And this is very important. That's a very important point in kind of the, what Larry Scott said he wanted to do. And then George Kliavkoff and what he's actually done that this to this point in his career.
Proven.
Because all of the things that, you know, Larry Scott's visions were make it digitally, make it readily accessible and available. Streamline everything from 12 down to one, right, is what Larry Scott wanted to do. Kliavkoff has actually done it in practice.
Yep.
Okay. He took 30 MLB franchises, put them all into one spot. For MLB Advanced Media. He launched Hulu and took the Olympics coverage for NBC Sport, NBC Universal, several networks,
mm-hmm.
put them all together. He's streamlined and brought together media and traditional television before. That should be exciting to fans of the Pac-12.
Super exciting. And one of the things he said is that, you know, the Pac-12 network is not going anywhere, but It's a part of the future, but he believes that it's sort of the tip of the iceberg, if you will, to what they can do in that digital streaming media space.
Also, you look at that and you go, all right, so he's worked for NBC Universal. He's launched Hulu and he's done Major League Baseball. He also worked for Hearst Entertainment and he worked in their syndication division. He was an executive for Hearst when they acquired 20% of ESPN.
Oh.
So he's worked with ESPN before, NBC, Universal, Major League Baseball, and the several networks and entities that they work with. That would be Fox and ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his hand in every major network, too.
And that is something that when you think about the future of the Pac-12 network, it just seems like it was this great grand idea to do it by itself and to be independent and to own everything. But unless you can create an app like what you're talking about with the accessibility, the ease of use of something like ESPN, of something where you can throw that up on your TV and you can watch whatever you want to watch, it's better to partner with one of the big names in sports television.
This makes me think, when I first saw this and read who this guy was, I can't get it out of my head. I just think the Pac-12 as a Vegas show.
Yeah.
And that's what I think of. And if there's anything, yeah, because AJ, you mentioned that, like being on your own and saying, we're going to do this on our own, didn't really work.
Right.
And the fact that this guy is an entertainment guy, I think is such a game changer. And I think it's the beginning to start. The SEC is going to start looking around and going, oh, hey, we've been relying on ESPN to do this. Pac-12 has just kind of got their own Vegas showgirl guy, and let's run this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something where that the last stop on his tour leading up that we started with from 03 and MLB, man, you know, MLB Advanced Media, all the way up to NBC Universal, Hearst Entertainment, Hulu, all that stuff, to where we are at MGM. I think that is the important one right there, is that you got to be able to put the show on for everybody. Mm-hmm.
And he did it with like 36 different venues putting on shows. Well, my friend, you've got 12 football stadiums and you've got 12 basketball arenas.
That's right.
Let's see it.
Well, and he managed T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Exactly.
So that's where the Las Vegas Aces play. I believe they play there. And then that's definitely where the Golden Knights play.
Boy, that is that one over, I believe, a lot of the university presidents, too, is that he talked in length about the management of the Las Vegas Aces and a commitment to women's sports.
Yep.
But here is where, in all of this saying about the media stuff, he did say is a priority.
Yes.
Get the Pac-12 network into homes.
Yep.
At all costs.
Yep.
More homes. It needs to be there. It needs to be front center. The execution of it, he has all this experience. It's going to be an uphill climb because Larry Scott and Pac-12 management kind of worked him into a corner, and they may have to tear up a lot of these deals, and it is not going to be easy. And we don't want to make it sound like he's just going to wave a magic wand and be like, poof, well, everything's fine.
I think the media rights deal isn't up until 2024 or something like that.
Yeah. So this is where we are going to move into. You know who the guy is, a little bit of his background. He's worked in all of these industries. He's worked with so many different types of media and entertainment. How does he feel about the Pac-12? What is his vision for the Pac-12?
Ooh, have I got a line for you.
Here for Kliavkoff next. He gets it. First is Patrick with SportsCenter.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update. This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Pac-12 has a new commissioner. George Kliavkoff is the new commish. He gets it, at least from the introductory press conference, it sounds like he does.
He hit all the talking points, especially all the ones that everyone's been complaining about for the last few years.
Now, the thing that really stuck out to me was a few things here. And I think number one, this should be music to Pac-12 fans' ears. George Kliavkoff on the three pillars of the Pac-12 under him.
I want to be very clear about my top three immediate priorities for the conference. First, we will protect and support our student athletes. Second, we will make decisions to optimize revenue for our member institutions, including renegotiating our media distribution deals. And third, we will do everything we can at the conference level to make our teams more competitive in revenue-generating sports, especially football. To support all three of these priorities, I want to go on the record that the Pac-12 is in favor of both the expansion of the college football playoffs to more teams and the implementation of consistent guidelines for name, image, and likeness. We think that both CFP expansion and NIL legislation are good for college sports fans, good for our student athletes, and can be a significant competitive advantage for the Pac-12.
That is huge.
Yeah!
Like, that has got to make every Pac-12 fan feel good about the direction that he wants to go. I mean, he hits it right there. Like, you get the protect student athletes. Yeah, we understand that. Number two, and make no mistake about it, it is optimizing revenues.
Yep.
And number three, emphasis on football and revenue generating sports. That will make so much more money for every other sport. And he knows it, he gets it, and he's not going to shy away from it like the Pac-12 initially did when they formed the conference.
And what I really like is then he's already bringing the conference, like those three things are really great for the conference and within the conference. Then the last two things he said, in favor of college football playoff expansion and in favor of NIL legislation that benefits all of the student athletes it possibly can, those two things now pushes the conference to relevance among the Power Five, among the national conversation mm-hmm. about these two things, because those are two very hot button issues that everyone wants to get in on. Everyone has an opinion on. And the Pac-12, the new commissioner, is coming out and saying, here's ours. We are in favor of expansion, and we absolutely want NIL legislation that will benefit our student athletes, and the conference is willing to get behind that.
Now, what I do appreciate out of this is that he's willing to go out and say it, where how many times have we sat through introductory press conferences where people dance around things and, oh, we'll see how it plays out. Or he could have kicked the can down the road and said, hey, you know, the NCAA and Congress are working towards doing that. He said, no, I want to make it very clear where we stand on it. We are in favor of it and consistency across the board with it. And that is him also saying the state by state thing isn't going to fly with me mm-hmm. or the Pac-12. Like, we don't, that's not what we want.
No, because we're not going to wait for that. We're not going to wait for that.
That is huge.
Yes.
Also, putting your skin in the game and saying, expand the damn playoff. Let's go.
Yep.
I think that that is huge. And he went a little further on that.
I don't have a preferred format until I do the work necessary to understand the options. I am ahead of this particular opportunity because of what's going on at the NCAA with respect to looking at the college playoffs and the expansion and the reports that we've seen out of the CFP that things are being considered even as early as a June announcement. So I don't start till July 1st. I was very clear with the presidents and the chancellors that I want to make sure our position that the CFP should be expanded was clear even before my first day on the job.
I love it. And the other thing I love is someone asked him specifically, like, oh, okay, so when you talk about expansion, do you have a preferred format? And he's like, listen, those are the details that I'm not ready to get into yet because I haven't done the work. And so to me, that's not kicking it down the can. That's just saying, hey, I am the kind of person who wants to do the work, do the research, and then I will formulate a more detailed opinion. But currently, all you need from me is a broad brush stroke opinion. Yes, expand college football playoffs.
And there's a lot to be said in that. And it's like, no, he said what we're going through just isn't working. And in another response to college football playoff expansion, I thought it was really good that he brought up. He's like, look, there's a problem when 20 of the 28 college football playoff berths are from four teams. He said, if that was to be the case, look at the NCAA men's basketball tournament, for example, where we the Pac-12, had four teams in it, and three of them were double-digit seeds, right? Yep. And he brought that point up and was like, give us a seat at the table, and we can show you that we belong. We're not getting the seat at the table, which in football can be debatable, but I don't care. At least somebody has conviction to stand behind the Pac-12 and say, give us a damn chance.
Yep.
And that is something that has been missing from this conference. Like, I don't believe that if you get that seat at the table, it's going to go your way a lot in college football because of how good those four teams and four programs that he mentioned are. But you can use some numbers to back up, hey, we deserve a seat at the table and have somebody to fight for it, whether it's right or wrong. The Pac-12 needs somebody fighting for it because every other conference has that.
And the reason that the Pac-12, even in those years when they get into the college, like the reason it's been Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State over and over and over and over and over again is because of the talent that goes to those three schools. Well, what did he address also in this press conference? We want to get more talent. We want to do right by our member institutions so that we can raise the level of talent that is coming into this conference. That's not to say there aren't already fantastically talented players in the conference. There are. But there are also ones within the Pac-12 footprint that are going to Alabama, going to Ohio State. How do you keep that talent at home? How do you draw talent from other parts of the country? Oh, that's easy. We make sure that the product is accessible to everybody so that kids in Alabama can actually see the Pac-12 network, see Pac-12 football, and they don't have to stay up until freaking midnight to do so. And then also...
Ooh, I have news on that. University of Oregon has just announced that their game September 11th at Ohio State will be Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, a 9 a.m. kick Pacific time.
Here it comes.
Oof. The good news is that it is in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
The bad news is... Pac-12 teams and teams from the West Coast do not fare well at 9 a.m. But
never do.
It's, I guess, better than playing at midnight.
But it's on Fox's big show. Mm-hmm. It's getting all of the lights. And then the other thing that he talked about is the NIL legislation. Mm-hmm. Kids are paying attention. You're going to see student athletes weighing what the NIL legislation, how a school is standing, how they're going to prepare them for NIL. As much as you're seeing them weigh the options of coaches and programs and other talent that they're going to play around. And so Kliavkov came in here and said, hey, this is how we're going to do this. And it's like the music to the ears of Pac-12 fans, because those are the two ways that you speak to the student athletes and to their families.
The vibe I got from him was, we're going to get better because I have ideas for NIL. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I have big ideas for NIL. Not just like, we're going to pay kids, but like, you hold on to your butts until you find out what my ideas are, because it's Vegas time, baby.
And you know what? If you can have it, and he uses the word consistent, and have consistency from a conference perspective, mm-hmm. that is big.
And that's what no other conference is doing, by the way. Like, no other conference has said, oh, this is going to be a conference-wide program right now. So the Pac-12, in this intro press conference, to me, I'm expecting the same thing as you are, which is he's going to do something. He's not going to wait for someone else to do it. He's going to do it first and see how it works out.
Well, you know, the one thing that I just hope doesn't happen is that the university presidents get in the way, right? Like, I mean, and this is where you go, somebody with that collegiate experience and having and knowing how to work through the bureaucracy of a university system. And sometimes, like in California, it's the university system of California, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody who knows how to navigate those waters, because that's one thing that Kliavkov does not have. And how many times have we seen the Pac-12 get in their own way from the education side, from the admin side of putting a roadblock on things that could be actually wildly successful for the conference?
But didn't he say he was going to have like a liaison?
And that is, remember the report? And I think that this is, I hope this happens. Do you remember the John Wilner report where he said you have your commissioner and then you have another person for, so maybe it's the NCAA side and the university side is somebody else, but right now your media rights guy, your big picture person, it's like The Office. Big picture day to day. We have co-managers.
He mentioned it. He said that if I need to have an assistant that helps me with the academic side of it, then I have no problem doing that.
And that to me is a sign of one of the biggest leadership qualities to look for is somebody who says, I don't know everything, but I'm going to surround myself with people who make up for where my knowledge or my connections or my networking lacks.
Nobody has ever said that about Larry Scott. All right, got more audio, including he was served a layup with what's the strength and the weakness of the conference? And the strength one, he went the yada yada company man route. The weakness, though.
Put it on a poster.
Good.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got to know George Kliavkov today.
Good job.
Thank you.
You've gotten better at that.
Uh-huh. I've only said it 800 times in the first hour. He was served a layup of what is the strength and weakness of the Pac-12 conference? And the first part, layup. The second part, though, we both looked at each other and went, yeah, all right.
Pac-12's greatest strength is the member institutions and the student athletes. Mm. We have some of the greatest institutions, not just in the country, but in the world. The value of a Pac-12 education cannot be overstated. And we're going to make a big deal about making that very, very public. The greatest weakness, if we're honest with ourselves, is the number of years it's been since we won a football or men's basketball championship. And we're going to do everything we can at the conference level to fix that.
Yes!
Whoa!
Thank God! Oh my gosh! Although, there's so many of these weaknesses that we could say right now, right?
But let's not.
The TV deal. It could be the perception of the conference nationally and on a grand scale. No! He came out and he said it because it isn't the perception on the grand scale of the Pac-12 conference, because it is still the conference of champions. They kick ass in women's volleyball and beach volleyball and basketball and soccer. And soccer and baseball.
Gymnastics.
That's great. It's awesome. Football.
Did we just name everything that wasn't football and basketball?
I think maybe. Matters. And it matters an S-ton. And he's not afraid to say, football and men's basketball, we need titles there. And that is true, because all of those other sports that we just talked about and how great they are, and they truly are, hell, it was an all Pac-12 national championship in women's basketball this year.
Yep.
That is great. But those programs can benefit financially exponentially if football and men's basketball make more money.
And I love that for him, this was a hand-in-hand situation. It is we absolutely as a conference need to win a title in football and or men's basketball. At the same time, as somebody who has worked with the Las Vegas Aces, he said, there is no doubt that as soon as you make women's basketball accessible, you get people to watch it, they fall in love with it. So this was like music to every fan. Like, no matter what sport you're a fan of, this was him essentially holding two truths at the same time, which is something that's really hard to do in this society, is to say like the two things can be true at the same time. Pac-12's top priority should be winning a football title, winning a men's basketball title. At the same time, you can say we're going to continue to elevate these sports that historically have not been accessible, have not been able to be watched, and people will fall in love with those too. Because wouldn't it be the dream, instead of it being just college football or just football or just men's basketball, wouldn't it be awesome if more sports were revenue generating?
That would be cool.
So how do you do that? Like, this is what I'm saying, is he does such a good job in that one answer of saying both of these things can be true, and here's how we're going to try and work at it.
The other sports becoming revenue generating, it takes a lot more than just the Pac-12, though.
That's,
you know,
totally fine. Yeah. But that's what I love, is he's saying that it's not, it doesn't make it less important in his eyes.
Yeah.
I proclaim this the summer of George.
He's going on a barnstorming tour, too. He's going to go around to every campus.
That'd be fun.
Summer of George, baby.
Here you go.
Let's go. All right. That is George Kliavkoff. All right. We'll have more. There's a ton more about this guy and what he had to say today, that in audio that we will get to as the show goes on. But we introduced you to who the guy is. He's not just Vegas, although he did come to the Pac-12 as the new commissioner from MGM Entertainment, where he's the president of entertainment and sports. Kind of a big deal. He has a background starting in sports in 03 with MLB Advanced Media, where he made a single platform for all 30 teams to go to, which has kind of morphed into At-Bat, the At-Bat app, which is incredible to use right now. I think it is the best of the major sports. He has worked with launching Hulu, NBC Sports Universal. He has a media background at Hearst Entertainment. He worked in the syndication with ESPN when they acquired 20% of ESPN. The man has a background in media. He gets it.
Yep.
That's an exciting thing. Getting through the hurdles of the Pac-12 is going to be hard. It will be. We know it's of the Power Five. He took the job at fifth. But everywhere he's gone, he has launched and they've hit it out of the park. So there's got to be optimism there.
Have to have optimism, especially day one. What does it hurt?
Is the Pac-12 going to be a Vegas conference? We'll talk about that next hour.
Okay.
We'll have Mike Yam of SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio, now at the NFL Network.
Also.
He's an insider for the Pac-12 conference. He'll join us at 2:15 to talk about Kliavkoff. And then also next hour, we've got Nick DiPaola of The Boardroom. The Sneaker Game is the new show that he's on. We're going to talk some kicks.
Talk some kicks.
We need to have a palate cleanser here.
We need to talk some hoops.
We've had an hour.
An hour.
Of Commissioner George Kliavkoff.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Now that I know it, I'm just going to say it. Show off, you know?
Going to keep saying it now that you're so confident that you're saying it correctly.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so right. You're just going to like slip Kliavkoff into random sentences.
You never, Kliavkoff, no. If I'm going to do it or not. Also, we have two breakthroughs we need to get to next hour as well. But coming up next, the Blazers, they're on a heater, folks. And one of the most important factors is kind of being overlooked. AJ and Dusty on The Fan and the Odyssey app.
A reading from the Golden Oak Lending Book of Mortgage Lending.